This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
African, Middle Eastern, Asian, European countries are locking down their borders, beefing up surveillance on foreigners flying in. Here in the United States, we're paralyzed by political correctness. We're not even allowed to control the border. Although Rivera and MSNBC and others say it's racist if you're worried about Ebola coming here. This is literally like a spider biting a bug to paralyze it before it sucks it dry. Political correctness is Soviet-style mind control in this country. Meanwhile, there's German news headlines saying Putin reportedly thinks that World War III will start, that there will be a huge war with the United States. And hey, I just want stability. I just don't want to have World War III. I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro-survival. And the West is run by globalists who are building a gulag archipelago here in this country. I'm a hardcore libertarian, constitutionalist, paleo-conservative, whatever you want to call it. And I mourn for my nation as its borders are collapsed, as our sovereignty is destroyed, as we're spied on illegally, as the government announces libertarians, conservatives, veterans, gun owners as the number one enemy, and prepares for illegal war against us. And meanwhile, I have the Democratic Party attacking me every day through their organs, and I have the neocon defense contractor media with well-known establishment shills that I won't even name running around saying I'm a KGB agent. When I pointed out that our government, the criminal sectors of it, was openly funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban as a pretext to take our liberty, they claimed that I was secretly trained the same people in jihadi camps. And the propaganda is so dumbed down and so naked, and it doesn't even work anymore. But the system just goes forward with it. But I think about how dishonorable these people are that do this. And then I saw a Navy SEAL. I wrote his name down. He's been on the show. He's a great guy. Exposing Obama preparing for martial law. Just search Navy SEAL says Obama preparing for dictatorship. He was on like 6 months ago talking about how they probably killed the Navy SEALs to cover up the fake bin Laden raid. Really good guy. And I saw him on Fox News. I wrote Benjamin Smith believing Chris Kyle and saying Ventura is basically guilty of treason. And he looked so sincere on TV. And that's the buddy factor, because he was friends with Chris Kyle, so he believed his buddy. And you kind of respect that at one level, because Ventura is my buddy, so then I back him. That's what it comes down to. But the truth is, it isn't about Ventura. It's about the PSYOP. That they could do this to anybody, get somebody who's respected to lie about you. Then that person gets killed mysteriously before it can go to trial. And the media won't say that News Corp is running the whole deal. Fox News is a division of that. And that it's an insurance policy that pays it. And Ventura doesn't even need the money. Ventura did some land deals on a big ranch he bought where he made a ton of money, a bunch of other stuff. I mean, Ventura did not do what they said, and it's meant to destroy his name. And then they spin it like he's going after a widow and he's a bully when he filed the suit before Chris Kyle was dead. And the PSYOP even works on people like Benjamin Smith. Again, it's bigger than Ventura or Chris Kyle. It's how these PSYOPs work. It's like the kickoff for war with Russia. It's just based on fraud.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is the 31st day of July 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are truly riding the lightning of tyranny as it falls from the heavens, thrown from the hand of Lucifer. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tyranny is coming down. The God of this world, the power of the air, the power of the propaganda of the New World Order is intensifying. The great deceptions being stacked upon deceptions until the lie becomes a synthetic false consciousness reality. That is what we face, ladies and gentlemen. On this live Thursday worldwide transmission, we have in studio, coming up in the third hour, the Obama phone lady. He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. She was here a year ago to be interviewed for the Obama Deception 2 that I never released. Now so much has happened, I'm remaking the entire film, and I have decided that I am just going to do what I did with the first Obama Deception. Films like Endgame took me a year and a half to make, working on it constantly. It's a three-hour film. It's really three films. Other films took, you know, 3, 4, 6 months. It varied. This film, I've been working on Obama Deception 2 for 5 years. And I literally have edited 4 or 5 hours that's film. But I'm going to go back, take the most powerful parts of that, and then put new developments in it. And then I'm just going to sit there and lock myself. I've done this before. I've just got a lot of family stuff going on and other operations. But I'm going to have to lock myself for about 2 weeks in an editing room every day when I get off the air, do nothing. I'll be like Howard Hughes in his hotel room, literally. I've done this before, slept on the couch in there. We've got couches in the editing base. We haven't used them in years because I haven't been working like that in years. And I'm just going to sleep up here. We're going to just slap it together. That happened with Obama Deception, the first one. That was made in 1 month. 1 month on top of the radio show, everything else we were doing. I made that with about 3 people in 1 month. And so there will be an Obama Deception, too. My problem is I obsess over trying to make a super powerful film, and I don't have words to describe how evil the system is and how much bad they're doing. And then I want to obsess on proving every point I make until the film ends up being 5 hours long. It needs to be 90 minutes, super high-powered, and just crystallize and condense the information together to transcend Obama. But the idea of collectivism versus liberty, the idea of government by conquest, government by gang, government by combine, by monopoly, versus liberty, and those ideas. The film is very similar. The film is basically done. I haven't worked on it in 6 months, just sitting back there. Is basically Dinesh D'Souza's America, but more hardcore. Because it's the truth. I knew what would be in Dinesh D'Souza's film when he was on 6 months ago, before he got indicted. I was predicting on air what it was about, and he was saying, yes, that's very uncanny that you know what's in the film. And I said, no, it's not. Hold on 1 second. Hello? Hello? Hey, how you doing? I'm fantastic. I'm going to go to break here in just a few minutes. Can I, guys, go ahead. Okay, well, you're so sweet to call me right back. Okay, I'll call you in 6 minutes. All right, thank you, bye. I had to take that because I've been playing phone tag with Ventura and his wife for days, and so I knew that was them. And he said he'd come on my show radio first. Once the verdict came out, and then I just played phone tag and never got it done. And then I had my crew go into the publicist and they were playing phone tag, so that's why I did that. Excuse me. I don't usually do that. I've done that a few other times on air, like if my mom calls me or something. But that was, anyway, side issue. What was I getting into? I have this tendency, ladies and gentlemen, to go off down rabbit trails, and I've gone off into discussing the Obama Deception 2 that we're just going to put out. I have not put out a film since Fall of the Republic 5 years ago that was my film. We put out Strategic Relocation. That's a documentary, but I'm the host of it, but I didn't make it. Really. You know, The Office did, the news crew did, and that's not really what you call a documentary. It's more of a presentation / documentary, but I will put it out. All right, let me reset here. Guys, print me all the Ventura numbers because she just gave me another one to call, and I need to call their back phone number. And I forget which one it is. I'll know it when I see it, so just print me all the numbers. Cell phones, everything. Just bring it in here because I got to call her during the break. Sorry. I don't mean to miss that on air. It's just that then I'll go to break for 4 minutes and won't have time to call and get that set up. Okay. Literally, this is a totally transparent radio show. We could do a reality TV show, but have it be live. Because reality TV is not really reality TV in most cases. And just you'd see the behind the scenes. And, I mean, what goes on here on air is what's going on off air. Because I have the weird position of being basically the main producer of my own radio show. with the other sub-producers that do a great job and then trying to run everything else at the same time. And I've tried to turn over control of a lot of stuff to people so that I can get more done, and we're in that process right now. So I'm almost having a managerial meeting here on air, and I will now segue out of that. Let's restart the radio show, ladies and gentlemen.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone.
He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. She's really a very sweet lady. I enjoy going out to dinner with her and her husband, Harvey. And she's really hurt that she thought that her ship had come in. She works as a maid, cleaning up to 5 houses a day, and got hit with the Obama payroll tax and didn't want to throw him under the bus on TV or radio, but actually got tears in her eyes before she left when she was here about a year ago. And she said, you know, I'll get to talk about this today. I'll bring this up. She said, you know, I really been working really hard, and I really thought he was going to help us. And she had tears in her eyes. And I just thought about how sweet she is, but how childlike folks are that I don't mean that in a mean way, but innocent, that buy into to these kleptocrats' fraud and lies. That's what it comes down to. And so I think she's going to feature even more prominently. She was already in the Obama deception, too, that sitting back there basically done, that I'm not going to release. I guess I could release that and then call it Obama Deception 3. That's an idea. Release the Obama Deception 2, like Hollywood does sometimes, and then 2 months later release the third part. That's the brand new film. But no, I'm not going to do that. See, this is not a scripted radio show, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a scripted radio show. There's no teleprompters here. There's no talking points here. And so sometimes I, again, segue off. Let me give you the headlines here that are coming up. The Ebola situation, when I was reading these headlines this morning from mainstream news sources, sent chills up my spine. Ebola. Spider's web of infection is growing as hunt continues for 30,000 victims of outbreak. 30,000 victims. The previous top pandemics with this stuff in African countries were a couple thousand. I mean, this is getting crazy. U.S. Peace Corps volunteers exposed to Ebola. CBS News. Liberia shuts schools, considers quarantine to curb Ebola. African countries are locking down their borders. But if we even mention controlling our borders so Ebola doesn't get in, Geraldo Rivera, who I don't even want to attack, he's told me he listens to the show sometimes. And, you know, he's been friendly to me on and off air. We've heard him say he's been a listener on air. I don't agree with a lot of his policies, but I grew up watching Geraldo Rivera. And I don't want to attack Geraldo Rivera, but I mean, it's pure bull. Boston hospitals training staff to watch for signs of Ebola virus, CBS News. I guess that's because they're racist in Boston. It's like if you don't want Chinese chicken being shipped in that's been rotten for 13 days and then has chemicals put on it that makes people sick. I've even seen news articles saying, is the backlash against Chinese chicken racist? I feel like if you caught a Chinese person robbing your garage, they'd say on the news, he called the police because he's racist. It's like when I caught two black guys being paid off by the local Democratic gun control group, it made the front page of the paper. The paper calls up and the reporter goes, it wasn't a black guy, it was a Hispanic guy. And he goes, Mr. Jones, you did this because these are black men, right? I said, excuse me? He goes, well, you shot this video and showed all this happening because they were black. I said, excuse me? He said, you wouldn't have shown this video if they'd been white. And I said, of course I would. It's a white guy paying them off. I said, the Ethics Commission says it's illegal. And one of my listeners ran to the committee room and said he's out here paying the people to testify. $100 bills. It was stacks of them. And I ran out and caught it on video. And their answer was, why are you racist? And the paper said, is Alex Jones racist is the question. I mean, that's cult-like, ladies and gentlemen. That's cult-like control. Ebola has already made it to the U.S. They've already quarantined people. They're covering it up. It's already made it to Germany. And I'm racist if I talk about it.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad.
It's What's for Dinner. An estimated $70 billion per year is spent by poultry feasting consumers in the United States. In August of this year, Obama caved into China and the beef industry's demands to process our homegrown chickens in China. That's right. Our chickens will be shipped to China to be processed and then sent right back to us to consume. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer paraphrased a USDA report indicating that China will likely be allowed to directly import their own chickens into this country.
So, you'll be glad to know there are new food labeling regulations, and I think you'll find them very, well, cool. COOL is a U.S. Department of Agriculture program that requires most full-line grocery stores, club and warehouse stores to provide consumers information about where certain foods come from. What about products like this? It lists three countries of origin. This means that either the meat used originated in different countries, or the animals were born and raised in one country, say Canada or Mexico, and then slaughtered in the United States.
And when that is fully underway, we can expect tens of thousands of U.S. jobs destroyed as they are shipped over to a country that passed off rat meat as lamb. But it's not just chicken. In September of 2013, NBC reported that shareholders of Smithfield Foods approved a plan to sell the world's largest pork producer and processor to a Chinese company. The U.S. already imports 4 billion pounds of food per year from China. Suddenly raising backyard chickens doesn't sound like such a bad idea, until they make that illegal too. For InfoWars.com, John Bound reporting.
Now, again, we were talking during the break, so I re-aired that from 6 months ago, about how incredibly racist we all are here at InfoWars.com for criticizing Chinese chicken. Because that's come out in the Chinese press, that it's just the West doesn't like Chinese people. This is what political correctness is, that you don't respond to the fact that your chicken's tainted, which then came out 2 weeks ago that McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and a big other group of food chains are buying chicken and other meat products that are rotten. Rotten. That's why they process it. That's why they put all the fillers in it and all the chemicals and irradiate it. But it's still very toxic, ladies and gentlemen, in many cases. Now, how do you change the subject? You just say that we're anti-China. Remember back when Clinton was giving them Loral and Hughes technology? I was on the air in 96, 97, 98, when the only media that would criticize Obama was the Washington Times and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com. Just giving credit where it's due. People ask, why is the show Drudge obsessed? I mean, who isn't? I mean, it gets more traffic than the New York Times. It's the new New York Times, and it's promoting freedom. And they would expose the missile secrets, and I would get Judicial Watch on, and I would break big news. And then they had CNN pieces saying, is Judicial Watch or is Alex Jones, one of the first times I was on national TV, or other groups like WorldNet Daily, this is like in 98, 99, are they racist against Chinese people? And again, I bring this up not to defend myself from charges of racism. It shows how naked this is. You don't like Obamacare, you're racist. You don't want to turn your guns in, you're the new Ku Klux Klan. And I just keep restating that because it's a fraud, folks. If you're anti-human, you're for Obamacare with the death panels, the rationing of care that they have now been caught doing, and we told you they were doing years ago, at the VA with our whistleblowers. They have death list. That's a death panel. That's what Bill Gates promotes. He helped come up with Obamacare with Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, who admitted on Fox News the plan is to wreck health care. If I said my plan was to wreck a competitor in a company with dirty tricks, I could be arrested for organized crime racketeering. But when Media Matters memo comes out 3 years ago with their plan to wreck the Drudge Report and wreck InfoWars and wreck News Corp, and I'm not defending News Corp, but they're on the list, did they get in trouble? They said, we'll even infiltrate media we don't like from within and destroy it. That means they'll get people hired or making stuff up. I mean, it's like what they did to Tommy Chong. They got an informant hired into his bong shop, his water pipe shop, and then had them mail bongs to the few counties where it's illegal to put him in jail. It's a setup, folks. It's the same thing, but they don't get in trouble. And I'm all over the map here. I'm going to come back and into Ebola, the open borders, a ton more, and Ventura. We'll probably tape something tonight or tomorrow, so you'll hear from Ventura here on the show soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
Cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar. Watching and listening to that intro as we came in, we're simulcasting television if you're a new listener at InfoWars.com in the listen watch page with free video feeds. Watching that intro while I sit here in the studio on this Thursday edition, the 31st day of July 2014, it's so epic. There really is a war. It really is happening now. It will decide humanity's fate. We are the resistance. That means you. We are the InfoWar. Let that sink in. There's no secret room of patriots out there, folks, that are running around trying to restore the republic. Look in the mirror. We're it. And if you want stability and you don't like the West starting a war with Russia, you're a KGB agent. If you don't want your borders wide open and the country collapsing, and 8 out of 10 new births in the country being to illegal aliens, that's in the news today, you're a racist. If you don't like the wealth transfer of having to pay for all this while veterans can't even get health care that work in my office from the VA, you're a racist. If you don't like rotten chicken out of China, you're a racist. If you don't do whatever you're told, you are politically incorrect. You are a thought criminal. I mean, that is such authoritarianism. And it's so transparent. And in truth, it doesn't even work on the general public. It works on some of the young trendies out there that were brought up in front of television and don't even know how to take care of themselves. And it works on some of the dumbed down people that have been on welfare for 3-4 generations and have no idea what planet they're on and sit around eating MSG and aspartame all day. But most people that are actually smart are so self-centered and have decided there's no way to fix it, they're just off running their businesses, running their lives, hoping somebody else fixes it. The most common thing I hear from families in airports or walking down the street or at the grocery store or at the mall buying my kids' shoes is, thank God you're here. Thank God you're out there. I'm glad you're working for us. And it'll be special forces people, helicopter pilots, airline pilots, doctors. When I flew back in from England about a year and a half ago, I was being interrogated by the customs lady who knew full well who I was. And an airline captain just walks over, shaking my hand, saying, thank God you're there. We really appreciate you. And that made her mad because the airline pilot said, if you don't stop harassing us and grabbing our genitals and searching us, we're just not going to fly. You trust us with the aircraft that, you know, is the equivalent of thousands of pounds of TNT. It's a huge flying missile, 600 miles an hour. We're not going to do this anymore. So they hate the fact that they've rebelled and said, we're humans, treat us as if we're guilty until proven innocent. I'm being sarcastic. Treat us as if we're innocent until proven guilty. And so they're left alone, and it just deflated her ego, smiling at me, laughing at me, messing with me. McAdoo was standing right there. She flew back in with me. She went to England with me. And it was just that human interaction, though, to show that we had solidarity that ruined it for that bad customs lady that was messing with me. And that's why we've got to reach out to each other and meet with each other and promote organizations. And everybody who's a patriot should start an Access TV show or a news website
or a local blog or an audio blog or buy time on local radio. It's so inexpensive. So you can start having meetings and barbecues and get 10, 20, 30, 100, 1,000 people together and be a leader in your area, because people need to come together. But it's a paradox. I'm not just demonizing the customs people. I flew back in from the Caribbean a month ago, and I've told this story, and now there's computers in Houston, and I was watching everybody else. They didn't get a big black X on theirs. I got a big black X to be searched and everything torn apart. And I got up there to the customs guy, and he was a listener, a retired veteran who went back into federal service after 9/11 because he lost a family member at the World Trade Center towers. And he said, basically, I used to listen to you and think you were nuts, but now it's all come true. And by the way, you're not the only one. I watch them harass citizens and other people that are obviously on some political list. It's these bleeping computers. It's what you said, robots taking over. This is a load of bull. You can go. They let the illegals through here all day. I'm not allowed to stop them, but I'm supposed to tear through your stuff or congressman's stuff, basically, to paraphrase. But see, soon there won't even be a human there. It will just be men in black uniforms will run out and drag me away to be interrogated, and then maybe under NDAA, oh, where'd Alex go? Oh, he was detained permanently. And of course, they won't go after Alex Jones first. They'll go after just regular people first, and that's what they've been doing. And they're setting the precedent to see if they can start disappearing people. They've already started admitting they're spying on everything we do. It's totally illegal. They're not getting in trouble. So why not start unloosing and unleashing the dogs of tyranny? Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war, to quote William Shakespeare. Why not? The average FBI, the average CIA, the average federal person is compartmentalized and is not overtly evil. But the compartments that matter are people that like to kill and like to torture. And of course that was always going to be turned against us when it was being used on innocent Iraqis and others. And I said, listen, this is going to end up coming home. This is going to end up being ubiquitous, and now it is. They call it pain compliance, to break your arms or taser you or strap you down. Retired Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. I don't have to believe him. He's been in Esquire articles and you name it about it. But I know other people in the military that have confirmed this, and it came out in congressional testimony. But it was industrial level, torturing innocent people in Afghanistan and Iraq, taking them in an assembly line in to be tortured. And sometimes the people didn't come out, folks. Keeping people locked up for months inside cages the sizes of their bodies, inflicting serious forms of psychological trauma. What do they call it when you're scared of closed spaces? Claustrophobia, yeah. Before they take you out and hook electrodes to your genitals. And they got away with all that, folks. And you're like, well, it was against the enemy. Now it's going to come home. See, anything we allow to be done to other people will end up coming back on us. That's why George Washington didn't torture people. That's why George Washington didn't attack women and children. That's why George Washington hung members of his army that did things like that. Not just because it was justice, but because he needed the psyop of the moral high ground. And he knew the British soldiers were his best ally committing atrocities against the colonists. And that's what turned the tide, was the atrocities. And in our name, the atrocities are being committed and publicized all over the world on purpose by the globalists to bring down this country in the final equation. They hate us more than they hate other independent nations. They hate bitter clingers. They hate veterans. They told you they hate you. Do you think you're just going to go torture people? And then you're going to come home and the system isn't going to be scared of you?
the cowards that send you to do the dirty work and do the hard jobs to traumatize you and to make you serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours or more? You're going to be betrayed. You are being betrayed. And that's the moral of this story. You don't win selling out to the system, ladies and gentlemen. You lose your honor. But just as important, even if you don't have honor, you end up losing the stability of the nation and the future. Because when everybody sells out, the bottom falls out. And there's nowhere to run. And there's no real economy anymore. Everything's based on fraud. Confidence is lost and everything collapses. I don't get up here and criticize the system to discredit things and make things collapse. I get up here and expose it so that it can be reformed. I've had top professors on and off air and FBI agents and bankers and high-level people that don't like the establishment, famous NASA engineers, famous software engineers, people worth hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars at dinner parties and things tell me, no, I know what you're saying is true, but what about the argument that as bad as the system is, a revolution generally is worse, and that you're just discrediting the system and bringing it down faster? That's what Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven and things like that are, is the philosophy of the controlled collapse to bring down the old system, because despite the fact that it has problems, it isn't one-tenth as evil as what the globalists want. So I'm trying to reform the republic. I'm trying to restore the republic. I'm a counter-revolutionary. I believe most of you are, if you really look in the mirror. But at the same time, the globalists have already taken over so much and already overthrown the old republic to such an extent that I am a revolutionary, because I'm a revolutionary against those that think they're the rightful controllers and have a right to be tyrants. So I have a leg in both camps here. I'm trying to fix things peacefully. I'm trying to talk to the establishment, sectors of it that aren't criminally insane and who don't have a lust to bring down society. They just want to control things and be rich and powerful and have stability. And they've done a lot of bad things to maintain that. But do they really want to bring in a communist revolution? Do they really want to bring it all crashing down, knowing how hellish it'll be? Do we really want to slit America's throat? And the obvious answer is no. But if the globalist camp that wants radical revolution, the George Soros crowd, who wants to really conquer this country, if they win and start a civil war between the police and the citizens, between the paramilitary and the citizens, it's the only way they have a shot at winning. And it is going to be hell on earth. And we're already seeing the destabilization campaign. We're already seeing the mass buildup. It's very clear they have their finger on the trigger to false flag, blame the liberty movement, roll out race war in the Southwest, have regular army come in as the cover to maintain order, and then, after people have accepted martial law, or they'll call it civil emergency, start the political roundups of both left and right in the name of stability. And then it will shift into a pure roundup of libertarians in the next phase. Now, that's their main plan. I've reverse engineered it. And you better listen to me, folks, because in this civil war, and the RAND Corporation's done some numbers on this as well years ago, but in a civil war in this country, it's estimated that several million will die. And I would not want to be in the U.S. military or a police officer if this kicks off. And I take no pleasure saying that you are to be decimated. That's not my plan. That's the globalist plan. And you will be decimated probably fivefold. Decimated only means 10%. Comes from when of a unit did something wrong, the Romans would kill a certain percentage of the people in the unit as punishment to all. I mean, I'd say you might get half the cops killed or wounded. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then, of course, the globalists will sit back watching you in phase one being wiped out by the gun owners and the gun owners being wiped out and all hell breaking loose. And I'm just so frustrated by all this unfolding. I mean, you look at the stack of news on what's happening with the border. It's totally transparent now. It's premeditated. It's accelerating, and nothing's being done. Ebola is now becoming a global pandemic outbreak danger. We're going to get into that. Liberia warns of global Ebola pandemic. CBS News. The dollar is being devalued at an accelerated rate. The West is funding the overthrow of stable governments everywhere. The military is being prepared for war with the American people publicly. Been going on quietly for a long time. Now it's public. The neocons are running around saying you're a KGB agent if you don't support nuclear war with Russia. And they're preparing a new financial meltdown and more banker bailouts. I mean, we need to turn back now. We need to just stop now. This needs to stop. We need to get off this ride right now. I'll give you the latest on the open borders, Ebola, the economy, your phone calls, and more. And then Obama phone lady in studio coming up. Stay with us.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Sucking the children's blood day by day. Money
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Thank you for joining us. This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You'll find their best specials there. I love that it's non-GMO, that it's produced on a weekly basis, super fresh, lasts up to 20 years, great customer service. In these times, you're crazy if you don't have storable foods, folks. The world is getting more and more unstable by design. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And, of course, we also have InfoWarsStore.com with all the liberty-based apparel to meet like-minded people and to promote the ideas of anti-communism, pro-free market, pro-Second Amendment. And I want to be clear. The globalist conspiracy is not communist. Communism is a false revolutionary dogma deployed by crony capitalists to enslave and take over nations so that they can put an authoritarian fascist grid, corporatist grid on top of it that parade around with red flags. It's Jacobin, Illuminati garbage. And I've had top historians on and people like Lord Monckton on, who's a historian and a top journalist. He used to be Margaret Thatcher's top advisor, saying, yes, Alex, correct. The Jacobins are the current linkage into the communist pilgrim. And I'm only telling you that, so if you're a new listener, this is mainline history, okay? People go, well, what? The French Revolution happened around the same time as ours. Yes, it was the age of revolution. They tried to hijack it. George Washington wrote 9 letters that are known at the Library of Congress. You can go read them. I even have a part of a George Washington letter. It was given to me as a gift by Dr. Group, but side issue, his signature is the most expensive in the world. That's because they people admire him worldwide who actually know who he was. Learned people admire. Wise men follow him, to quote a Steve Voss song. Thanks for the renegades, free today. But again, I'm going down rabbit trails today. I don't know how I got off into George Washington. The point is that you can go to the website and find all the liberty-based apparel. This is the last day to get massive discounts on all the Made in America apparel at madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We have John Rappaport popping in for 10 minutes, investigative journalist. He's got an interesting take on the Ebola. Is it a psyop? Is it real? Is it a staged bio-attack? You know, there's major history connecting Ebola to Western bioweapons labs. I know that's old news to our mainline listeners, but we need to go back to those old reports, to the scientists we've had on over the decades, because what's old is new, and we need reports on the nightly news tonight. I may even file a report on it, going back and digging up the evidence that it is a manufactured bioweapon. So we'll be looking at that as well, and then we'll take your phone calls ahead of Michelle Dowery, a.k.a. Obama Phone. He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. She's such a sweetheart. But I'm also somebody that likes to joke around and have fun, so is she. So she's going to be joining us in studio. But here are the type of headlines we're going to be covering. Exclusive Fox News report reveals disturbing trend of brazen attacks against border security by gangs, drugs, and human traffickers. That's the perennial story, but it's getting worse. They're shooting at them. They're killing them all the time, burning down farmers' and ranchers' houses on the border, Hispanic, white, black. They don't care. I mean, it's not that everybody in Mexico is criminals and lawless. It's that the criminals and the lawless are drawn up there because you can serial kill, do whatever you want. You don't get in trouble. Mass graves everywhere being found. And don't worry, you know, Robert Rodriguez will make a movie where Don Johnson's killing the Mexicans. No, it's Mexicans killing the Mexicans because it's a lawless free-for-all on both sides of the border. That's just one of about 50 articles on that subject. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.